23 minutes before 11, we're now joined by former ANC MP, Dr. Makosi Khoza. If you have a question you'd like me to put to her, she's with us until 11 o'clock. You can tweet me, use the hashtag Makosi Khoza on 702. It will be easier for me to pick it up, or just make sure that you use one of our radio station handles at Cape Talk or at 702 and tag me. And of course, you can also call us and we'll try and get as much conversation in with her as possible. Dr. Khoza, good morning. I know you've been very busy. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Pardon?
I say thank you so much for making time for us.
My pleasure, sir.
Dr. Khoza, I know it's only been one night, not even 24 hours. Is it cold outside the ANC?
To be honest with you, I found that it is much warmer than I thought.
How do you
I
feel the morning
more
after?
Than what I was getting within.
I do want to know, however, because the writing has been on the wall with the current crop of ANC leadership for a while. Jacob Zuma and the corrupt people did not start izolo. What took you so long?
Well, I mean, I've been saying this even to other people that, you know, getting involved with the ANC or being associated with the ANC from age 12, I literally spent more time with the ANC than I spent with my biological parents. And the ANC was really not just a political home, but I had a very, very strong bond, probably a bond much stronger than my own biological family, because that's where I spent most of my time. And this is not just my problem alone. You will actually find that a lot of ANC comrades are actually finding themselves stuck. They're finding it very hard to move on. Only the new ones that only got into in the ANC post 1990, that would not necessarily have that kind of sentimental attachment. Some of us, unfortunately, we have that sentimental attachment with the ANC.
What does that mean practically? And my listeners have got so many questions for you. I'm going to try and channel the ones that are most on my Twitter timeline because we have little time. If you are unsentimental about your relationship with the ANC today, what does that mean if, for example, and I asked the same question to Halema earlier in the week, if we had an election this afternoon or tomorrow, would you, Dr. Khoza, vote for the ANC?
No.
And what do you make
That's
of some...
My answer.
Why no? So it's beyond redemption.
I think the ANC cannot self-correct. And I think the ANC on the 8th of August took a decision, a conscious decision, that they are going to defend corruption and they no longer care about the people. Mm. On the 8th of August, when the leadership came to us and it spoke to us and told us as the members of the ANC that we must tell the party line, we must disregard the people. To me, that was the defining moment. Mm. I mean, I joined the ANC because I loved my country. Mm. And I loved my country and its people. If now you want me to make you want me to decide between a scandalous president and the people of South Africa, to me, then that's it. That's it. I thought the ANC just made themselves, they made it clear. Who do they want to defend? Do they want to defend corruption? And even the way they treated me. The fact that they treated me this way, they charged me, I mean, I was charged by the study group, ANC study group in Parliament, and I was fired as the chairperson of Public Service and Administration. I was also charged by the KZN ANC, and obviously they were declared null and void by the court. But even where they said, I'm not still going to be charged by the ANC nationally. Now, to me, there is somebody who's trying to save the ANC and the moral value system that I know, that I grew up in. Mm. I'm being charged. There is a president who has brought the name of the ANC into disrepute repeatedly. Has he ever been charged? No. So the ANC has actually made up its mind. It's no longer the ANC that I voted for. So it's no longer the ANC that I joined. And I therefore cannot vote for it.
Okay. We'll take a break there. I wonder what your thoughts are. Millions of tweets. Cheek and absolute chalk and cheese answer with Dr. Khoza on the question of how she would vote if there was an election this afternoon or tomorrow. Remember, I put that question to Halema Motlanthe, and after a slight pause, he said he would still vote for the ANC, and she's far more emphatic. Very different character. What question do you want me to put to her? Use the hashtag Makosi Khoza on 702 or give us a call. And 21 minutes before 11, we're talking to Dr. Khoza, who says it is warmer outside the ANC than she had expected. 18 minutes before 11. Some of you can hear clearly, or some of you can't. Our apologies. It's just the line that Dr. Khoza is on, but we're going to try and get as much information out of her as possible, and also take some of your questions. Sureshni, good morning to you. What question do you have for Dr. Khoza?
Thank you, Eusebius. I just have one question for Dr. Khoza. You know, what are her plans going forward? Because we desperately need a political alternative in South Africa. An untainted individual, an individual who's shown courage as she has, a female who's credible, and a person who shares the right values with the citizens of this country. I heard her mention something about the NGO space. You know, the NGO space is filled with many very good people, and they cannot do a lot of what they want to do because of the restrictions that are imposed on them by having a bad government. Someone like her we need in government, and we need her in politics, please.
Okay. Dr. Khoza, you hear the plea there from Sureshni. Are you staying in politics?
You see, in South Africa, we have a proportional representation system. And that means that I have to be a member of a political party in order for me to stand for elections. So what I need to do, I'm taking what she's saying, and I've received thousands of calls and emails and SMSs and so forth, people saying the same thing. And I really wanted to serve South Africa. I just wanted our listeners to give me the chance to go and think seriously about it. Because for me to go back into politics, and probably if I were to establish a party, I have to understand what failed COPE, what failed ID, what failed UDM, and all the other parties that were started and failed.
Yes.
I needed to understand that, appreciate that, so that we can prevent those mistakes.
There are alternatives in the existing political landscape. There is the DA, by way of example. There's also the EFF. Are they unattractive?
No. You know, let me tell you what is the challenge that I have with those parties. I mean, the DA... I respect the DA, I respect the EFF, and I'm a very tolerant people of other views. But, you know, sometimes it does boil down to one's or ideological orientation. For example, some of the views that the EFF have, for example, on nationalization, I don't share them. I do think that maybe... because I've been involved in the financial services sector for a very long time, and I understand the pitfalls of nationalization. And there are also some things that I don't agree with the DA in terms of their own ideological orientation. And I don't want it to be, to be at odds with my leadership. It's important to really be honest about to yourself about whether you will be able to tolerate some of the things that are happening. And the reality is that there is a perception that the DA, I know that it's been trying very hard to transform, but there is a perception that it is protecting white minority interests only. And I want a party that would be a party for all South Africans. And I think the one of the problems with the ANC is that it lost its non-racial character. And I think it's the sad thing that the ANC lost. So there are so many things that I have to learn from different parties, and I wouldn't like to cast aspersions on any party, but I'm just saying, if the listeners could just understand that I have to think and reflect.
Now, that makes sense, Dr. Khoza, and I think one can both respect your political opponents and fellow politicians, but at the same time, in a dialectic, you can also engage the content of their ideology. So I want to ask you this question. You talk about a perception that the DA stands for the interests of white minority capital, perhaps more precisely. There's perception...
Not white monopoly capital. That's not what I was talking about.
Okay, but let me just finish the question. You can recharacterize them if you will.
Okay.
I want you to be blunt because you are always honest. Do you think the perception of the DA, however you characterize it, is it reality? Do you share that perception?
To be honest with you, I know a lot of comrades who left the ANC and joined the DA. Okay. And some of them have also left the DA because they were saying, they were feeling that the issues of race in the DA are very serious. And that's what I hear from them. But I have not engaged with Musi Maimane. I've not engaged with him about what he's doing about them. And that is the truth. I have not done so. So maybe it will be unfair for me to cast aspersions on them because we have not discussed and understand and fully understand what they stand for and why we're such people going through such problems.
Mm. No, fair enough.
And by the way, I had engagements with even Lindiwe Mazibuko because I wanted to understand what made her to leave the DA because I thought she was one of the phenomenal women within the DA. You know, but I can't share what she shared with me. But I'm just saying there are some issues that I'm not comfortable with.
Sure. No, that makes sense. Here's a couple of questions from our listeners. I'm going to put this one firstly to you. Someone on Twitter wants to know, Dr. Khoza, what do you make of Zizi Kodwa's comments yesterday that you have, quote unquote, uncomfortable ambitions to become a minister? And that's probably one of the reasons why you decided to leave.
You know, there is something about the thought processes of patronage politics. You know, somebody who is involved in patronage politics, each time you're trying to raise a real issue, they find a justification or that is associated with patronage. Simply because they do things because they wanted to gain something. They think that all of us are doing that because we want to gain something. The bottom line is the ANC became very uncomfortable with me because of the role I played at SABC. The truth is the president was very unhappy with me because I actually played a major role together with the other members to make sure that Saudi leaves SABC. And you know, these are the issues that are real. And you must remember that when I was fired as the chair of the Public Service and Administration, I was going to hold on Minister Mutambi accountable for spending 500,000 just to fly her friends and family to the budget vote. And during the low growth trap, I mean, that we are experiencing in South Africa. So I'm saying, really, really, these are the issues that really made me to even say, you know what, the ANC is making its decisions here.
Yeah. Okay, Madoda, welcome to the show. What is your question for Dr. Khoza?
Thanks, Eusebius. I do not have a question for Makosi Khoza, but as a disciplined member of the ANC myself, I understand why she left the movement. All honest members of the ANC at some point arrive at that point where they do their own introspection and reach a conclusion, perhaps, that the ANC has reached a point of no return. For Dr. Khoza, this is the point of no return. For people like Khalima Motlanthe and myself, That point has not arrived yet. For Dr. Raymond Sattner, that point arrived in 2007. And we can't cast aspersions on Dr. Khoza. We can't cast aspersions on Dr. Sattner. They made their decisions and we accept those.
Okay, fair enough. Dr. Khoza, go for it.
I need to say to the comrade, because he's saying something that is very important. We must remember that during the liberation struggle in the ANC, we formed very, very strong bonds. I know that other listeners did not hear me because the line was bad. And really, we have to understand as South Africans that we can't all reach that point of no return at the same time.
Yes.
Some people will reach it at a different point, and I agree with the caller. Thank you very much.
Someone wants to know, a lovely question on Twitter. You identify as a feminist, you've said before, Dr. Khoza. What is your view?
Unapologetically.
What is your view of women, they want to know, who appear not to be pro-women, like Batabile Dlamini, who are still there?
To be honest with you, I think they are betraying the struggle for the emancipation of women. And the fact that women like Batabile would even go to an extent of not appreciating women who are revolutionary intellectuals like myself, but they would rather side with patriarchy. To me, it's really tragic. And it betrays what Lilian Ngoyi, Charlotte Maxeke, Ruth Mompati, and all outstanding feminists of our movement, who actually founded the ANC Women's League.
Why do the numbers seem to be in favor of President Jacob Zuma in the NEC? You have made a claim, and I want to ask you if you meant it literally yesterday, Dr. Khoza, that yes, frankly, 80 to 90% of the leadership is probably corrupt and criminal. Did you mean that literally, or were you overspeaking?
No, I was not overspeaking. The ANC has not even disputed that, by the way. The ANC has just said I'm a coward. And I don't know. You know, these days, people, they just call people coward. I don't know, you know. But to be honest with you, I think this is my view, honestly. If you are going to prosecute on the known corrupt cases at local, national, and provincial level, and including the Gupta emails, I'm telling you, almost 80 to 90% of your entire leadership is gone in the ANC. And that is the bottom line. The reality is that we undercapture of the politics of patronage in the ANC. It's so institutionalized. Even Comrade Karl Mamantlante agrees. Because I engage with him. He agrees.
So I guess that means that even if President Jacob Zuma left for Nkandla tomorrow and left us alone in South Africa, that the ANC would still not be able to self-correct because the rot is now too deep. That is the implication of your analysis.
My speech was around the ability of the ANC to self-correct. I have reached the conclusion, based on empirical evidence, that the ANC cannot self-correct. And I do believe that the people that are going to the conference, remember, most of them have been in the NEC. What is new, especially the president, look at all the seven presidents that they are putting forward. All of them have been in the NEC.
Yes.
What have they done to prevent the politics of patronage? And they've been in this NEC for a very long time. In other words, they've been part of that. We've never heard them speaking out. Some of them are only speaking out of corruption because they could see that I actually started speaking out and there was really public support because public resonated well with the public because the public has been saying we are tired of corruption. And then when they realize that, hey, you see Comrade Makosa speaking corruption and she's actually straightforward about it. She's not just speaking about, yeah, we must deal with corruption. I'm actually tackling it practically, you know?
Yes.
So I'm saying the ANC, I don't think it's going to be able to self-correct. And that is why I have reached the conclusion that I have reached, that I need to get out of the ANC if I want it to be effective.
Dr. Khoza, Lindiwe Sisulu said yesterday, Askies Chomi, I should have called you up and had a chat with you. How do you respond to that? Too little, too late? Or you understand
well,
what she means?
Let me tell you something. It is too late. And you know what is the funniest thing? You know, I used to be a backbencher in the literal sense of the word. All ministers, when they are going to their seats, they pass me. Not once has she ever said it to me. Comrade Makosi, I hear you have death threats and what's happening with your children. I mean, some of the women in that parliament, very few women, I must say, like Choko Didiza, those are the women that were really supporting me emotionally. And I'm kind of feeling a little guilty that I'll probably betrayed them because she was really there for me, Comrade Choko Didiza. But otherwise, the majority of other women in parliament, they would just pass me as if I don't exist. You know, I was feeling so alone in that parliament.
I've got a final question. We've got 1 minute, Dr. Khoza, and thank you for your generosity today. The final question is this. The way in which the slates are playing out currently, if we are realistic, there are probably two horses that have a realistic chance in December if it doesn't get postponed. It is Cyril McDonald's Ramaphosa on the one hand, and Nkosazana Dlamini, I did amazing things for Africa, the AU, Zuma on the other side. Do either of them have the ability to pull the ANC back from the brink?
You know what? One of the things I'm really so sad about with Nkosazana, and I have to say this, I mean, she's one of the leaders that in the ANC probably is one of the people that molded my resilience, my strength, and so forth, and even my academic perseverance, you know, and my pursuits, my academic pursuits. And, you know, for her to come back and actually get into this nasty place where she is actually even aligning herself with people with very, very questionable moral compass. To me, I think it's tragic because she would have played a major, major role to train, to mentor younger women, you know, to actually go for this kind of position and not herself. I mean, she will be over 70 by 2019. And I don't think that is fair. And I think we need to allow younger women. In fact, she should be campaigning for a younger woman.
What about Cyril?
Cyril, you know, one of the things I have, and I probably, I don't know, I think maybe it's because I value so much principled leaders. The day Comrade Cyril went out to the public and said he disassociates himself with the decision by the president on the reshuffling, he doesn't know about it. Then a few days later, he backtracked without giving us clear answers why he's backtracking. I began to question him. And I think it's one, those are some of the issues that I had to process, to say, has the power to manage politics in the ANC gone that deep that people would actually stand up there and then backtrack? And again, let me tell you something. Cyril said it to me. The only thing Cyril said to me during my time, she said, please, comrade, keep safe. Now, you say to me, I must keep safe. What does Makosi Khoza do to keep safe?
Yes.
That's all I got from him. Keep safe. He knew I had my life is in danger. The only thing he can say is that to say, keep safe. I'm sorry. I don't have faith in him either.
Okay. Dr. Khoza, thank you so much for the interview. Please keep safe.
Okay, thank you. That's a nice one.